The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Tonight, you know, keeping in mind the example of our 11th Imam, I would like to share with you a couple of examples where how even those who were opposed to him, you know, they were forced to acknowledge the greatness of our 11th Imam. You see, the life of Imam was not long. He lived only for 28 years. And the last 60 years was the era of his imamate. And so we are talking about, you know, early 20s. This is the time of his imamate. And during the latter part of his imamate, the ruler of the time was a khalifa by the name of Al-Mu'tamid Billah. And one of his prominent ministers was Ubaidullah bin Khaqan. You know, those days, it was more the ministers who would manage the affairs. The khalifa was just there, you know, to sign the documents. And there is a very interesting narration from the son of this minister, Ubaidullah bin Khaqan, by the name of Ahmad bin Ubaidullah. And this Ahmad bin Ubaidullah himself was a governor of the khalifa in Qum. And one day he was actually sitting and talking with his own group and his own followers, talking about the Shia community. And he actually disclosed something which was very interesting. You know, he says that, I have never seen, مَا رَعَيْتُ وَلَا عَرَفْتُ, I haven't seen or known anyone from the descendants of Ali, the Alawi, in Samarra, a person who was greater than Hassan bin Ali bin Muhammad bin Al-Ridha alayhim as-salatu was-salam. في هديه وسكونه وإفافه ونبله وكرمه. You know, he was known for his calmness, for his, you know, chastity, for his character, for his nobility, for his kindness, in the views of the Ahlul Bayt themselves and among the Banu Hashim. And the Banu Hashim used to always, you know, accord him the respect even above those who were elder in age than him, out of respect for his personality. And not only, you know, the people of Banu Hashim, he says, even the commanders of the, you know, Khilafat and the ministers and the general people would actually show that respect to Imam Hassan bin Ali. And then he talks about it. He says, how did I, you know, discover this? He says, one day I was sitting in the assembly of my father, which was a day where he would meet the people. He was the minister. Basically, we could say he was the prime minister of the Khilafat at that time, Ubaidullah bin Khaqan. So he says, I was sitting there with my father, and you know, people would come, you know, all of a sudden I saw that the gatekeepers, a couple of them came and they announced that Abu Muhammad bin Al-Ridha Bilbab. Abu Muhammad is the kunniya, you know, the title used for the 11th Imam. Ibn Al-Ridha, the son of Ridha. You see, because of the fame of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, all his descendants, you know, 9th Imam, 10th Imam, 11th Imam, they were all called Ibn Ridha. Till Imam Ridha alayhi salam, all of them were called Ibn Rasulullah. you know, but the fame of Imam Radha alayhi salam was such that his son, his grandson, his great-grandson, they were also called Ibn Radha. And so this gatekeeper said that, you know, Abu Muhammad bin Radha is at the gate, at the door. And he says, I heard my father saying very loudly, إِذَنُ لَهُ, allow him to come in. And Abdullah, the son, says, I was surprised. Because there was a protocol in how people were named, or how you would address there in that assembly of the minister. He says, nobody was allowed to call anyone by that kunniyat, by their, you know, the title which is used as Abu Muhammad or Abu Hassan or something like that. People will only, the gatekeeper will only mention them by their proper name, unless it was the Khalifa at the door, or the crown prince, or those who have been given that honor, that don't address them by their name only, also add kunniyat when you address them. So this was the protocol those days. And so he was surprised. He says, you know, I was surprised that first of all the gatekeeper is addressing this person with the kunniyat. You know, Abu Muhammad Ibn Radha is at the door, and my father very, you know, clearly and immediately said, you know, allow him to come in. And he says that I saw a person came, Rajulun Asman, Asmar Hasanul Qama, Jamilul Wajh, a person who is of a good height, his beautiful face, Jayyidul Badan, good body, Hadasus Sin, relatively young person, Lahu Jalalatun Wahiba. You know, he had this aura of majesty and prestige that exhibited from, you know, even just his presence. He says, when my father saw him coming in now, he says, my father got up from his seat and moved forward a few steps to welcome him. And he says, I was surprised. My father would not stand up for just anyone, you know, just like that. And then he says he went close to him, hugged him, you know, kissed his forehead, and then got a hold of his hand, and he says, come. And he gave him the seat next to himself. وَعَجَلَسَهُ عَلَى مُصَلَّاهُ الَّذِي كَانَ عَلَيْهِ وَجَلَسَ إِلَى جَنْبِهِ مُقْبِلًا عَلَيْهِ بِوَجْهِ. He said, and then my father took his own seat, but constantly he was looking at him and talking to him, you know, paying full attention. وَعَنَا مُتَعَجِّبٌ مِمَّا عَرَى مِنْهُ. And I was really surprised, you know, who is this person? I've never seen him before. So this is where, you know, the gatekeeper now comes in and he says, Al-Muwaffaq qad ja'a. Now, Muwaffaq was the brother of the Khalifa. And now the gatekeeper is saying, you know, Muwaffaq has come. He's at the door asking permission. And, you know, this is where my father basically told his people to take this guest, referring to the Imam, take him behind the curtain, make him sit there, and rest there, because I don't want them to be seeing one another, because he knew the Muwaffaq wouldn't have a good, sense when he sees him, me with him. And so this was again, he says, I was very surprised. And so I told the people around my father, those workers, and I said, you know, who is the person? That first of all, you even used his kunniyat, then just name him just like that. And, you know, the way my father behaved in front of him. And they told him, هَذَا عَلَوِيٌّ يُقَالُ لَهُ حَسَنٌ بِنْ عَلِي يُعْرَفْ بِإِبْنِ الرَّضَى. He is from the descendants of Ali. He is an Alawi. His name is Hassan bin Ali, and he is famous as Ibn al-Ridha. He says, when I came to know about his identity, I was even more surprised. Why would my father, you know, respect somebody whom we don't have, you know, good terms with them? And so he said, I didn't have the courage to ask my father at that time until, you know, at the time after Isha prayers, when my father would be alone looking at the documents, you know, recommending or further sending some of the pleas of the people to the Khalifa. He says, I went and, you know, sat in front of him. And my father looked at me and he said, you know, Ya Ahmad, laka hajat. You know, Ahmad, do you need something? Why have you come at this time? And he says, yes, if you allow me to ask you a question, I want to, you know, ask a question. He says, what is it? He says, Ya Abata, mani rajul alladhi ra'aytuhu bil ghadat. فعلت به ما فعلت من إجلال والكرامة والتبجير وفديته بنفسك وبأبويك. You know, who was this person who came to see you earlier? The way you, you know, interacted with him, showed him the respect and honor, and you were constantly saying, when you're talking to him, you're saying, you know, نفسي فداك, you know, may my life be sacrificed for your sake. And this is where he says, my father told me, Ya Bunayya, Dhaka Imam al-Rafidha. This is the Imam of the Shias. Dhaka al-Hasan bin Ali al-Ma'aruf ibn al-Ridha. That is Hasan bin Ali, known as Ibn al-Ridha. And then he says, you know, my father was silent for a few moments. And then he says, Ya Bunayya, Law zalat al-Imama an Khulafa' ibn al-Abbas. He says, if the Imamate system, the Khilafah that we have, from Banu Abbas, we are from the descendants of Abbas. If this is destroyed, مَسْتَحَقَّهَا أَحَدٌ مِّن بَنِي حَاشِمْ غَيْرُ هَذَا, then no one from Bani Hashim would be more deserving for imamat other than this person. So the enemy, you know, recognizing him. وَإِنَّ هَذَا لَيَسْتَحِقُّهَا فِي فَضْلِهِ وَعِفَافِهِ وَحَدْيِهِ وَسِيَانَتِهِ وَزُحْدِهِ وَعِبَادَتِهِ وَجَمِيلِ أَخْلَاقِهِ. And he says, you know, he deserves this position because of his virtue, his character, you know, even the way he walks or when he's silent, and his ibadat and his good, you know, akhlaq. وَلَوْ رَعِيْتَ أَبَاهُ رَعِيْتَ رَجُلًا جَزْلًا نَبِيلًا فَاضِلًا. You have not seen his father. If you had seen his father, he was also a very noble and a great person. And this is where he says that, you know, the son, Abdullah, he says, I really was surprised because I never knew about this. You know, this was not being talked in the family in this way. So he said, I started inquiring about him to know more about his background, you know, what kind of person he is. And he says, فَمَا سَأَلْتُ أَحَدًا مِّن بَنِي هَاشِمْ وَالْقُوَّادِ وَالْكُتَّابِ وَالْقُضَاةِ وَالْفُقَهَا إِلَّا وَجَدْتُهُ عِنْدَهُ فِي غَايَةِ الْإِجْلَالِ وَالْعِظَامِ. He says, I went and asked all different kinds of people. I asked the people from Banu Hashim and the others, even the commanders of the army, the clerks of the Darbar of the Khilafat, the judges, the jurists and the mujtahideen, and many other people. And each one of them actually praised him, saying that he is a very great person, of a very high status, والقول الجميل, all had good words about him. And they basically preferred him in status to anyone from his family or from his elders. فَعَظُمَ قَدْرُهُ عِنْدِي. He says, at that time, his respect and honor, you know, increased in my heart. He says, because I didn't see anyone from his friends or his enemy, but that they would talk good about him.